I'm Gene Moran, along with Brent Stevens. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. The surviving resistance faces the First Order once more in the final chapter of the Skywalker saga, at least for this chapter. J.J. Abrams is back as director. He directed a previous film in the third Star Wars trilogy, produced another. What are the odds that The Rise of Skywalker will please everyone as it wraps up the story arc?
Not good. There's a lot of pressure. Can you imagine if someone started telling you a story 42 years ago and you had to wait this long for the conclusion?
I know. And this is the end of the third trilogy that goes back to 1977, the first one. Now, I understand they're going to start another series in a couple of years. So is that going to be wedged in between A New Hope and here?
Yes, I think that one's, there's a couple of series planned. There's The Mandalorian that's on right now, which is in between The Return of the Jedi and the newer films.
All right, the gang's all back. Adam Driver is Kylo Ren, Daisy Ridley is Rey. We thought he was gone, but Mark Hamill's back as Luke Skywalker, and the late Carrie Fisher is Princess Leia. From some archival footage, Emperor Palpatine returns. So this is sort of an all-star cast, everybody kind of making an appearance.
It is, and we finally get Lando Calrissian back, and it's interesting. Billy Dee Williams was talking about that. He was reluctant at first because Lando's whole, you know, being is this sort of roguish smuggler. The question that brought him back to the table was, what does it look like when someone who's been running on charm and style for all these years gets older and can't rely on that anymore? And I think that's an interesting sub-question for the film.
The Rise of Skywalker could break some records of box office.
Well, Disney's sort of competing with itself, right? Like, they've got the Avengers. That's the high water mark, and we'll see if this one knocks Avengers off.
Where do you think the Star Wars movies are going to rank in the pantheon of movies?
You know, it's so wild because they really have to pull this one off to have a finish. I think it will obviously be the most culturally significant long-running story ever, you know, made. But it will be really, really interesting to see if they try to do something, you know, big here. This one, I'm hoping, is going to be the Goldilocks thing, right? The first one was too safe. The second one was too experimental. Hopefully this one would be just right.